Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. It's always a blessing to the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's very much needed and good food for the soul. Good, edifying, encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Always preach with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to keep us steadfast in our daily walk with Him. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And Lord bless all the saints everywhere and Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. How are we sounding this morning? A little bit better? Glory, glory. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind, it was stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, the devil don't like me when my mind stayed on Jesus. The devil don't like me when my mind stayed on the Lord. The devil don't like me when my mind is stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. I woke up this morning with my, it was stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thou wilt keep in perfect peace he whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. We thank you for this grace, O God, the grace to worship you, to walk in the light that you brought us into, to abide in the fellowship that you faithfully called us into. Oh God, to receive the good things that you've provided for us, even a great salvation. You've even wrought for us the victory, Lord. We can't tell it all. Liven us up this hour, oh God. We would give you the glory due your name. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith to minister grace, to edify the body of Christ. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank you, Lord, for your holy presence, divine meditations, your holy anointing. I bless you, I praise you, and I magnify your name. I thank you for your great salvation, so rich and free, and for the things that accompany salvation. I thank you for a heart to thank you, a heart after God. I thank thee for thy righteousness to us imputed, the reward of the righteous. Hallelujah, I thank you for the reward of the righteous. Righteousness is the reward of the righteous. Imputed righteousness in the thing that accompanies salvation. Little children, except we be converted and become as little children, we shall in no wise enter into the kingdom. Moreover, except we be born again, we can't see the kingdom. Except we be born of the water and of the Spirit, we cannot enter into the kingdom. So being born again, of course, we have to become children. Men are not born, it's children that are born. So to be born again, we must become as children. Little children, it's the last time. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So we are blessed to receive the goodness of God. Amen. How great is His goodness? Things that accompany salvation. We'll never get to the end of that. No partakers with Christ, we won't get to the end of that either. So what happens? Why is there dullness and a slowfulness? Now we need to figure that out. Don't cuss your neighbor out. Just ask yourself that question. God is so great. God is so good. He's freely gives, why are we so unthankful and unholy and unlively? You know, since he's begotten us again into a lively hope, that by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, why are we so contrary to that? Y'all know I'm speaking the word to y'all. Why are y'all so contrary to lively? Huh? Why are you so contrary? You know the answer, don't you? That's your adversary, not me. That's the adversary. Whatever got that look on your face, that's your, not me. Not me, not me. Hallelujah. Whatever makes you show up late, that's not my, that's on you. That's because of something working in you. Y'all know some show up late? Some set their clock and show up at a certain time. Y'all know that? You know I've told them not to do that? You know why they keep doing it? I hope y'all understand, because you can apply it to yourself. You know, if God has told us what to do, if we don't do it, you know what's working? Let's understand that. Now, we have to come to hate that. Only God can do it. We have to come to hate that, because when we do opposite or contrary, that's evil working in us. So if we would be a perfect man like Job, we would have to hate that. We're not there yet, because we keep doing it. You know, if we kept doing it and every time we got here, we bang our head on the table, oh God, I did it again, then that would be different. We don't do that. We come in here, we do it again and again, and we said like, see? See? Now what makes us do that? Something evil working. Y'all know what I'm doing? I'm renouncing evil and darkness. Now what do you need to do? You need to believe what I'm saying. Believe what I'm saying. Believe what I'm saying. We need to abhor evil. Abhor evil. Abhor evil. Abhor evil. Hate every evil way. Arrogance and pride. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Don't love your disobedience. Don't love your slothfulness. But you do. Huh? But you do, huh? Hallelujah. It's complacency. You understand? Yeah, help. See, Charlene's on the ball. She's praying. That's what we ought to do. We shouldn't say, well, I don't know why he talked like that. Hallelujah. Well, I talk this way because God wakes me up in the morning and he puts something in my heart. That's so I'll have something to give to God's people. So in that way, I'm encouraged that we are God's people, though we walk contrary. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. But as long as he gives me something to give to you, then that tells me that we're God's people. See? See how I find some encouragement in it? But some of you resist God real good. Even though he's gentle and meek, he's long-suffering, marvelous loving kindness, tender mercies, we still resist him. You know why? That's evil. See? We won't admit that. We won't admit that's evil. Huh? Well, what's bad about God? Nothing. Nothing. What's wrong about God? Nothing. Why do we resist him so much? Why do we resist him so much? Why? 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 Thank you, Lord. We do resist him, you know. He also, you, as your father did, so do you. Huh? You always resist the Holy Ghost. It's the nature of man. That's why we must be born again. People that are not born again do not resist the Holy Ghost. No, they don't. It's we that are born again that resist the Holy Ghost. As our fathers did, so do we. Huh? Ye always do resist the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of truth are the same. We always resist the truth. The Comforter and the Holy Saint, we always resist the comfort. See? And we're just so lackadaisical and slowful because we love lies. Huh? But it's the truth that makes us free. Hallelujah. You know where I find it? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I will not leave you comfortless. Huh? I will come to you. He said, I'll send you another comforter. He'll testify to me. See? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I am blessed to for God to come to me every day. See? No matter what you say, this is my testimony. And you understand, if you know me at all, I don't mind testifying. I don't mind saying what God's done for me. I never get tired of saying how good he is. Now, we aren't all like that. Brother, we aren't all like that. And we don't get tired of talking about our endeavors and our, you know, enterprises, but we can't get us to say, my God, my God, my God, how great you are. We won't say that. We won't say that. Huh? We have to import some folks that say that one. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Was it when I came, I found no man? And when I called, there was none to answer. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Well, if God help me, and I'm sure he will, I will pour out what he's given to me. Y'all understand, if any man receive, no man can receive anything except to be given him from heaven. So I would have nothing to help you if God didn't give it to me. But of course, we aren't going to receive it like that because of pride, arrogance, unbelief. You understand what I'm saying? If God gives me something to give to you, what will prevent you from receiving? And you all know you don't all receive what I give, you know. Right. I'm not offended per se because this is the sufferings of Christ. Because what I have is from him. It's not me that you reject. It's not me. You're not looking at me. It's Jesus Christ you're looking at with that face. I'm speaking the word of God. Just for a little while. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. I was listening to hear Brother Astaire reply to the man's question, what's the righteous man's reward? And it's righteousness. Mm-hmm. Righteousness is the righteous man's reward. It's the prophet's reward, too. Huh? Except he'd be a false one. Come on. Do men desire righteousness? Mostly their own. We can't have gods with our own. We can't have anything of God with our own. That's why he made us new. And say, you're new creatures. Old things are passed away. That's why we're told to put off the old man. Oh, we know these things, but we don't know them. You know why? Huh? We walk in unbelief. New man is a new man. He's not corrupt after deceitful lust. The new man desired the things that God desired. Yeah, the new man loved the word of God. Yes, he does. He delights in the law of God. Yeah, the inward man, he delights in the law of God. Yeah, he's not bored. No, he's not reluctant to show up. No, he's not. We're talking about the new man, the inward man. What about the other? He's corrupt after deceitful lust. His desires are inordinate. He loves himself. He loves his own way. Inordinate desire. He loves the cat. He loves the dog. He despises his brother. Inordinate desire. They love the lies. Huh? They hate the preaching. Inordinate desires. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Righteousness is its own reward. What could we say about it? Well, the hypocrite, not concerned about that. Y'all know that? So this is how we can measure ourselves. Huh? Understand that. Hypocrite, huh? Praise the Lord. He don't want no righteousness. No, he don't. When he appear righteous. Yes, he's satisfied with that. If he can show up and make people think that he's doing right. Hypocrite said it. You ain't going to lie to me. This is what God told me. He said, this is what the hypocrite's satisfied with. You know, people thinking they're, yeah. Well, that's his reward. But the righteous man's reward is his righteousness. No matter what anybody says, his righteousness. Glory! Yeah, if we aren't careful, we'll be hypocrites. Because that's the default. except we, you know, receive the grace from God, we're hypocrites flat out. Absolutely. Some don't mind it. Some are complacent with that. And they say, I'm not a hypocrite, but they're hypocrites. Huh? Didn't Jesus tell it right about hypocrites? He said they appear to be righteous. That's what they like. They like for men to extol them and say, hey, rabbi, rabbi, master, master. They don't like righteousness. Hey, they don't like righteousness. They just like to fool people. Oh, yeah. Glory, glory, glory. You know who the hypocrite fools? Himself. The hypocrite deceives himself. He's certainly not going to deceive the righteous God and the man that have obtained righteousness. Come on now. If I'm wearing righteousness, how are you going to tell me that that stuff you're wearing is right? Absolutely not. Because I've obtained the righteous man reward. Glory. Huh? To receive God's righteousness by faith. Imagine the people, God giving them faith, and they still don't want to obtain the righteousness. Huh? Isn't that something? Y'all know what I'm talking about, y'all? Hallelujah. That's so that we might be sound in the faith, though. Glory, glory. We can't receive anything except it be given us from him. And God gives freely. Yeah. If he could find a man. Why was it? Isn't when I came there was no man? Hey, I've got some righteousness. Hey, why isn't when I came there was no man? I've got some peace. I've got some wisdom and understanding. Why is it when I came there was no man? And I called, wisdom called. Yeah, there was none to answer. They were too busy with the cares of this life, the lust of their own flesh. Hey, but they want to pass it off as righteousness. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. God worthy, oh God, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. They were created. God worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The things that accompany salvation, we could go on and on and on. So really, folk that are saved, they shouldn't, that's what I say. No, even in their sorrow, they should rejoice. That's what I say. Even in their having nothing, they possess all things. See what I'm saying? That's the ones that have attained unto righteousness. Hallelujah. They say like Peter say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I'm still able to give to you. I can give to you. Hallelujah. The old lame man fared better with what Peter had. You'll fare better with what God has. You know that. Well, we have to be convinced, don't we?
Thank you, Jesus.
We must be convinced.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the Holy God sent us the convincer. You know what? We resist the convincer. Huh? Hey, he sent us the convincer. We resist him. We resist him. All the while we say, oh, I want to know the truth. I want to know that. We resist him. Why? Well, there's a way that seems right to a man. They lead to death. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, we must be God's people then. Hallelujah. Of course, to do this, I have to present my body. Now, if you think it means just 5 minutes to nine, that's not so. So if you know presenting my body, you know I'm not chasing after women. Well, well, well. I see. Well, yeah, they couldn't. They know the truth, but they resist it. You know, it's not convenient with their doctrine. You understand that? We got to put the pastor doing wicked stuff, and then it's compatible with my doctrine. I have to present my body to do this. Huh? Yeah. I have to overcome all the works of the flesh, all the unbelief. God's grace can do it. He does it every day. Huh? So I can't give to you all in resisting the truth. I must yield. And if you would receive, you would have to yield. See? Hallelujah. Here's a foreword to the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter. It's the epistle that Peter wrote. Hallelujah. He wrote two of them that we know of. Hallelujah. Listen to it. This, like I said, this is a foreword. 1 Peter deals with problems from the outside. That's the first letter. The second epistle deals with problems from the inside. Peter writes to warn the believers about the false teachers who are peddling damaging doctrines. He began by urging them to keep close watch on their personal lives. The Christian life demands diligence in pursuing moral excellence. See? No place for slothfulness. No place for lethargy and apathy. No, we have to pursue diligently to attain unto moral excellence. Hallelujah. Knowledge, self-control, perseverance. Listen to it. Godliness, brotherly kindness, and selfless love. By contrast, the book is always contrast. It tells you about the godly, the ungodly, the wicked, and the righteous. Everywhere you look, there's a contrast. The right and the wrong. This is the right way. This is the wrong way. We are without excuse. He gives us a good example, the right example. He gives us the wrong example, the bad example. Yeah, so, huh? Bad example is when we resist the truth. Huh? When we think of ourselves more highly than we ought to. Usually, this is the seat of you resisting the truth, what you think of yourself. You understand that? It's the pride. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm sure. If I wasn't so wretched, you could receive easily from me. But this is not the wisdom of God. God could have found somebody more noble than I. Yes, he could have. Not what he done. He could have found somebody that would, you know, been more moral than old David. That's not what he did. Huh? He could have found someone more noble than you. Well. But that's not what he did. Come on. Oh, yeah. Come on. Hey, he didn't know the only wretched one in here. No, she isn't. No, you came too late to tell me. Isn't that right? By contrast, the false teachers are sensual, arrogant, greedy, covetous. They scoff at the thought of future judgment and live their lives as if the present world would be the pattern for the future. Huh? They entangle themselves with the affairs of this life. They're earthly minded. They mind earthly things. Hallelujah. The wisdom that they have is earthly and sensual and devilish. See? Peter reminds them that although God may be long-suffering in sending judgment, since he's righteous, ultimately judgment will come. All right? And because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, it's fully set in the hearts of men to continually do evil. Huh? Praise the Lord. Ultimately, judgment will come. In view of that fact, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, and every disobedience and every transgression will have received a just recompense, we should live lives of godliness and blamelessness and steadfastness. Hallelujah. That means consistent. Hallelujah. Always show up on time. Yeah, consistent. Always apply yourself to receive the word. Humble yourself so you can always, not just yesterday, so you can receive the engrafted word with meekness. Huh? Don't entertain seducing spirits while God is putting life to you. Cast down imagination. Bring those captive to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Revenge your disobedience. Hallelujah. Take revenge. Take revenge. Take revenge. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Steadfastness. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Oh, thank you, Lord. So, 2 Peter, it's all the word is just beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Especially when we apply ourselves to receive instruction. Hallelujah. Now, to receive anything, we'll have to exercise faith. That means we'll have to believe that He is God. This is what faith is. Huh? And then we'll have to present ourselves as students. The proud don't do that. Iniquity doesn't do it. Iniquity doesn't say, teach me. No. No. Iniquity say, I don't care what you say. I know. You might say, show up on time. Iniquity say, I'll show up when I get ready. I preach good. Yeah, I bless myself. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I just applied right practically. You know. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Let us apply our hearts unto wisdom. Is that right? Well, wisdom hates evil. Wisdom is walking in the fear of God. So let us apply our hearts like that. You mean we slack in the fear of God? Or we mock the preacher in the fear of God? I don't think so. No, we don't do that in the fear of God. We don't do it by faith. No, we do it, but we mock God when we do. However, He's not mocked. Hallelujah. For as a man soweth, that shall he also reap. When we sow to the flesh, we will of the flesh reap corruption. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So it talks about the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to read it. God's going to help me. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. How about that? To them that have obtained. I'm an apostle to whoever have obtained. Like precious faith. In our waywardness, in our pride and arrogancy, our faith is not the same, you know. Amen. But see, that's how we err. There's only one faith. But the proud say, look at my faith. And we have no faith. Amen. It's God's faith. Yes. It's the same faith that your brother has.
Right. Yes, God.
Huh? Amen. But we like to say we receive things from God, so we're a little bit better, a little bit higher. Huh? Isn't that all right? Well, that's what Peter... No, Peter's not... Peter's telling you who he is. He's an apostle. We don't like to tell... He'd be a liar not to say it. And we don't like to testify what God has done. When it's something we've done, we let... Yeah. I built this.
Uh-huh.
I cooked that.
Amen.
But we don't say, my God, God washed my sins away. Hallelujah. Hey, he set me free. He opened the doors of prison for me.
Hallelujah.
Now what I mean is actually say it.
Amen.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
the Lord.
So whatever God gives you, whatever he gives me, that doesn't make us any higher.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
So no need for envy and strife.
That's right.
Except you are striving to be higher.
Amen.
Huh?
Praise the Lord.
We'll never attain unto that.
Amen. Glory
see?
To God.
That's an exercise in futility.
Amen.
You'll never be better than your neighbor.
Never.
Huh? Now I know y'all don't believe that. That's why you keep trying, huh? Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God be the Lord.
The answer is simple.
Amen.
Right, right. We're all saved by grace.
Yes.
That means we're all unworthy equally.
Yes.
I mean, missing the mark is missing the mark.
Amen.
Huh? None of us have any righteousness of our own. By grace we obtain righteousness. That's every man. There's no other way to do it. And we can only do it by something given to us. God must first give to us faith. Then we can receive righteousness. And when he gives us faith and we do everything against the faith, this is a slap in God's face. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hallelujah. He's given us grace that we might have faith. That we might trust in him.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. One day he made a way. He made a way. He made a way. Come on, sing. He picked me up when I was down. He placed my feet on solid ground. Oh, Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. One day he made a way. He picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on solid ground. I know Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. One day, he made a way for me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. An apostle of Jesus Christ to them that have obtained like precious faith. And Paul said to one bunch, he said, well, I may not be an apostle to some. He said, but doubtlessly, I'm an apostle to you.
Amen.
Huh? Ain't that good talking?
Amen.
Huh? I may not be a son of God to some, but doubtless to you, I'm a son of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All of my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed away. You can talk about me as much as you please. You can talk about me as much as you please. I'll talk about you when I'm on my knees. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, help me to finish, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, there's a lot of meat in like precious faith. In fact, all that we have collectively. Pride doesn't say that. Unbelief doesn't say that. Your iniquity doesn't say that. So, and then strife. You understand? Right? Because, you know, my God, not your God, told me, didn't tell you. You know, I've got it, you don't got it. I'm preaching right. Absolutely. Oh, hallelujah. You can't tell me, I know. Y'all know what that is? That's iniquity. Idolatry. Hallelujah. Unbelief. Yeah, ungratefulness, unthankfulness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, if we would just believe, we could overcome. We'll have to do it by faith. Hallelujah. Like precious faith. How do we get it? Through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Boy, that sounds very intriguing. Grace is grace, but yeah, multiply. Peace is peace, but multiply. My Lord. Huh? One of them say mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Multiply. Y'all know what multiplication is? Woo, thank you, Lord. One put 1,000 to flight, 10,000. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. According as his divine power hath given unto us. Hath given. We like gifts, don't we? Good gifts? Perfect gifts? Enduring gifts? Well. I hear you talking. You know where they come from? Not from your iniquity. Not from unbelief. Not from your contrary walking. So with our mouth we say we like good gifts. And then in our actions we say we don't. With our mouth, I love the truth. And in our action we say, I don't want no truth. That contradiction of sinners. Woo, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, he's done this through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. You understand that? Now, also, Brother Paul talks about it. Hallelujah. Philippians 3, we always go there, huh? He said, what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. It has to be that way. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. See? I have to forsake everything for the excellent knowledge. Hallelujah. And he's very redundant. For whom I've suffered the loss of all, without a doubt, for this excellent knowledge, we must suffer loss of all things. Hallelujah. Now, the excellent knowledge of Jesus Christ, understand, it's not the knowledge of something carnal. It's the actual knowledge of the invisible, eternal God. Amen. That's the knowledge we're talking about. Some look at knowledge as, well, you know, I read this and I know that. We're talking about knowing God. That's the excellent knowledge. And we can only know him through Jesus Christ. We shouldn't resist that. This is what we're pouring out now. Yes, 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 yes. The word of God is the same. Yes, it is.
Amen.
You want to know the invisible God?
Yeah.
Then the word agrees.
Right.
Yeah, the word is God. Jesus Christ is the word. So if we know Jesus Christ, then we know I'm preaching Jesus Christ. And then we should have a heart to receive him. But as much as we talk about excellent knowledge, usually we don't want it. You understand? We like to have knowledge of words and things. I heard the preacher, Brother Wilkerson, talking about religious rhetoric. That's what we like. Religious rhetoric is words about God, which mean nothing. They have no power. They don't change the way we think. They don't change the way we walk. They don't change the way we talk. That's how you know it's not of God. We keep showing up late. It's not of God. You understand? Especially when God said, don't do that. See? Oh, I guess, did I say something wrong? Yeah. Cease from evil. See? Yeah, why would you die? Turn, amend your way. See? Hallelujah. So I want to make that distinction because we'll never know the truth if we think this knowledge is something that we read. This excellent knowledge is something revealed to us by the Spirit.
Amen.
So we know God.
Yes, Lord.
You know,
Amen.
We can know, read the book and say it and not know God. Most people are that way. And here we are, we have the ability to, and we want to change. You understand what I'm saying? You know, we can know him. Huh? That's the only way we're going to obtain righteousness. Paul goes on to say that I might be found in him. See, if I know him, I can be found in him. And then I won't have my own righteousness. You know, you can't fit in him with your own righteousness. Well, when are we going to walk in that light? You know, hey, when are we going to walk in that light and stop telling me that your mocking me is right and your rebellion is right and your showing up late is right and your slothfulness is right? You are a damn liar. I'm in your face every day. That ain't right. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. It ain't right. It ain't right. It ain't right. No, no, no. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you have excellent knowledge, then you know the Lord in whatever manifestation. This is a manifestation. Preaching is a manifestation. Okay. Well, why do we resist it? Well, it tells us we're hypocrites. That's the truth. It says we have no righteousness of our own. It says all of our righteousness is as filthy rags and we're all as unclean things. Hallelujah. Well, it is the truth. We don't receive it too well. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. You know I discern the resistance when I stand up. Hallelujah. How about you? Then stop it.
See?
Stop resisting God. Huh? He come to set you free. Came that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Now, y'all have to receive this. The excellent knowledge is knowing God. And men can know God if he know them. If he don't know us, we don't know him. And then the word talks about after having known God. Or rather, being known of God. And we still walk contrary. We still resist the preaching. We still show up late. We still soulful in prayer. The same preacher this morning, Brother Wilkerson, he was talking about laboring in prayer. Well, you all don't. Labor is labor. That means, you know, it takes some effort. And then when you're done, you say, phew. See, most of us don't pray like that. We pray to get up and leave early. Or we certainly got somewhere to go. I'd amend my damn schedule. That's what I'd do. Yeah, I would. But as much as I talk like this, they still do it. I don't try to see it, you know. God must want me to see it. I do not purpose to see folk leaving there. No, I don't. But I see it. So it lets me know God wants me to see it. Whoever leaves early, they certainly see it. But they resist the truth. They don't say, oh, I'm leaving early. That would be the truth, huh? And I shouldn't do it. I see. Oh, God. Well, Pastor Rice, you tricked us, did I now? You tricked you. Come on. You say you know him, and I'm speaking him. I speak Jesus Christ. You know him? You say you love him too. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, the reason we have trouble in the worship and prayer is because we're used to the carnal and we won't press through and get to the spirit. I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. We don't have to talk to you about coming in here on Wednesday afternoon. You just get it. That's after the flesh. See what I mean? And since we don't exercise ourselves to press through and get to the spiritual, that's where, and we're content. A complacent. We don't care. We think that that's where God wants us. Huh? Well, we should labor. We are laborers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same preacher said that, the things of God come out of anguish. Which means that if we're going to pray right, it'll cost us.
Right.
We'll have to reach down.
Right.
We'll have to be honest.
Amen.
We'll have to, really?
Yes.
This is anguish now.
Absolutely.
Well, most key.
That's right.
Lord, now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
Amen.
Now, that's how we pray.
Amen.
Yes, we do. Yes. We, y'all want to hear the truth
yes.
this morning?
Hallelujah.
Well, stop it.
Amen.
Start praying fervently.
Amen.
Effectually.
Amen.
So God can hear you.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Going against the grain, brother. Yeah. Just like some of them characters in Bunyan's account. You know, there was a bunch climb over the wall. And they were walking along with Christ. He said, where are y'all going? They said, we're going to the kingdom, man. He said, you can't go there. You gotta go back and come into the gate. Hey, here, listen to it. Listen to the answer. They said, no. You know, our kinfolk, everybody in our land, they've always done it this way. So we do it. We climb over the wall. We don't go in by the gate. See? Come on. We don't go in that way. We're going to the kingdom, though. Hallelujah. Y'all know that's how it is? When we say, I don't need to do it that way. It's the same thing. Hallelujah. I've always been slowful in my prayer. I've never, broke a sweat when I pray. So it must be right. This way my granddaddy did it. Huh? So you have to come in through the gate. Huh? There's no other way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, do I know what I'm talking about? Y'all know that I have to labor to do this? Well, I know what I'm talking about then. Hey, you'll have to labor too. Yeah, you will. You'll have to kick the old man in the butt. You'll have to. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you're going to please God. Hallelujah. If you're going to be comfortable in your flesh, you're not going to please God. So it's evident what we like. Most of us like to be comfortable in the flesh and hope we please. We'll never do it. Never do it. One of Brother Steer is saying that if it's irritable to the flesh, then it must be of the Spirit. Yeah, if the flesh don't like it, it must, see, must be spirit. But we do it exactly the opposite. We want to get comfortable in the flesh. Praise the Lord. Well, We can't be in the spirit like that.
Amen.
Hmm? Hallelujah. Of course, you'll need exercise. That's in all things. We have to exercise ourselves to discern good and evil. We have to exercise ourselves to be godly. Yeah. You know, that's why I say I can't do this doing what y'all think I do. See what I'm saying? I have to apply myself so I can get up here and crucify me. See? So I do know what it takes. Y'all should just believe me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In one of Brother Spurgeon's account, he talks about climbing the summit. He says you climb up the summit, you can see a little bit farther. You know, when you're down in the valley, all you see is what's in the valley. And all you breathe is what's in the valley. But as you begin to climb, you can see more, you can breathe better. The air is fresher. Huh? The view is broader. Hallelujah. Now, we like this, but God does it in the spirit. Oh, yeah. Y'all going to get mad at me, but I'll say it anyway. Brother, he said he wasn't going to do it. I wanted to say no. Hallelujah. We're all the same. But nevertheless, God may give to one something else. And it's for you. But you'll have to attain it through them. We don't like that. Iniquity won't do it like that. If it ain't my vision, I won't receive it. If it ain't my interpretation, I won't receive it. And that's what we stand. Yeah, I'm telling you. And we won't be partakers of the other man's grace. No, we say, I want my own. Ain't that how we do it? Oh, y'all better listen to me today. Yeah, if I'm preaching to y'all, then certainly God's shown me something. I'm not better, but there's something he wants you to have, but through this manifestation. Well, we want it, but not like that. No, I'm going to devise a plan. You know, I'm going to fast 2 days and, yeah, I'm going to sneak off and pray. Oh, thank you, Jesus. No, why don't you just receive it? Hey, here I'm giving it to you. Oh, no, I got to go work for it. Really? Just receive it, brother. It's manifest in the striving, you know, in the callings, in the visions, in the interpretations, in the knowledge. Huh? Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Shouldn't be, brother. That's carnal. The excellent knowledge of Jesus Christ, and we know him. That's the faith we need to walk in. So since we know him, there's no striving. What my brother know of him is beneficial to me, and it is mine. I'll have to humble myself, though. You understand? I guess. Guess not, then, huh? Hallelujah. That's why Paul used terminology like this. You are partakers of my grace. That's everybody. I'm partaker of his grace. That's if I walk in the spirit and humble myself. I'm partaker of your grace. Yeah, if I humble myself. Iniquity won't do that. I've got grace from God. It's mine. You can't have none. I don't want none of yours either. See how foolish that is. That's why we have trouble doing the same thing. We can't clap. We can't talk. We can't sing. Because of our damn iniquity. Iniquity, 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 iniquity. Iniquity say, I. I don't want the same grace that Terry got. I want mine. You know iniquity talk. Y'all know how I know how iniquity talk.
Yes.
Y'all ought to believe me.
Yes,
even though here I am, I come on, saints. I know exactly how I know how seducing spirits talk.
Amen.
Y'all ought to believe me then.
Hallelujah.
I know how unbelief talks.
Amen.
I certainly know how it walks.
Amen.
Not in the light.
Amen.
Hey, unbelief don't walk in the light. It'll say it is while it's not, though, you know. Yeah, it'll swear on a stack of Bibles. Pastor Wright said we should do it this way, but unbelief said, no, we shouldn't do it that way. That's walking in darkness. Oh, Pastor Wright. Well, what else you expect me to say? I'm preaching lies to y'all. I'm not going to say that. Is that what the Spirit tells you? If so, you shouldn't listen to me. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't listen to him and then call everything I say a lie. Hallelujah. Speak the truth. I speak the truth in Christ, and I have grace to do it. You all can be partakers of my grace. Hallelujah. Oh, we don't want it from you, Pastor Rice. Whatever we get from God. Absolutely. Now, go learn what that means. Y'all go learn what that means. Hallelujah. If we receive anything, we'll have to receive it from God. Huh? I go straight to God. No Jesus Christ for me. We'll see how you do. Hallelujah. Jesus, no body though. Just the head. I get by from the head. I don't mess with the body. We'll see how you do. This is how iniquity thinks, you know. Absolutely. Absolutely. Iniquity says, I got it, man. I don't need them other fools. Huh? They don't have a clue. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Through the knowledge of him that hath called us, it say he's called us to glory and virtue. Huh? And of ourselves, we don't attain to either. Glory or virtue. No. Wretchedness. Huh? Depravity and shame. But he's called us to glory and virtue. Purity. And blessed are the pure in heart. Where they shall see God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all made me break a sweat this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is love. God is good. God gives. God forgives. God heals. God saves. God has given me that I may have somewhat to offer. So again, I say it the same way. If I'm to help you, God will have to give me something. See? And he gives it to me, I give it to you. You say, well, I get my own. I don't think so. Not in refusing what he offers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't get knowledge when we refuse the knowledge. You know, God has stuff, but we refuse it. Because it doesn't come in the way that we think. It doesn't, it's not commensurate with our pride and arrogance. You know, it's not, you know, compatible with what we think of ourselves. You know, God have come see me and tell me himself. You know, come on. I'm not, Pastor Wright, he's wretched. Absolutely. Hallelujah. That's my confession. I'm still God's son. He still gave me something to give y'all. Hallelujah. Now, that's his business. Y'all know I didn't twist God's arm. You give me this so I can give it to Shark. Give it here, God. Give it here, God. That's how y'all receive it, though. Huh? Like I twisted God's arm, and that's impossible. You won't twist his arm either. Amen. We won't take anything from God. Amen. We won't manipulate, but that's what men do. He has perfect righteousness. We go about to establish our own. He has peace. We try to get our own. Huh? He wants to exalt us. We try to exalt ourselves. Y'all know I'm talking, right? And it's not that we try. It's that wickedness working that we won't agree with the Spirit and say, yes, yeah, wicked, and let it go. Y'all understand, we keep calling it good. Yes. We call evil good, good evil. Good for me to mock the preacher. Good for me not to receive the word. Or sift it through my sifter. Y'all understand, when you sift it through your sifter, it's not good. It's worth nothing. It's good for the dunghill. Huh? When we take God's word and apply the carnal mind, it's nothing. It's a bunch of lies. It's no good. There's no life in it. There's no wisdom in it. No. But what we should ask God is to help us to understand when we are performing this operation. You understand? Because we all say we shouldn't do it, but we find ourselves doing it and we won't say that we're doing it. You understand? That's why you all redefine my preaching after and say I said it this or I should have said it that way. Don't do that. Just say, Lord, help me to hear what the Spirit said. We do much talk too much. If we don't know, we shouldn't say. Hallelujah. Well, my dear brother David, he say, Pastor Rice, I'm distressed about all these rumors they say about you. And I said, I don't want to hear that stuff, man. I said, don't listen to them. I said, listen to me. But it's shameful that people would talk like that. You know, some knowingly and some unknowingly. Because David comes, you know, with his little problem, but the problem is David. And somebody tried to make somebody else the problem. You know, they'll make Neil the problem, or they'll make Edward the problem. No, the problem is David. I see. That's not the advice he gets. Y'all know that? Huh? Hallelujah. I'm a blessed man if folk is talking about me. But you're not blessed to do it. Just understand that. Ain't no blessing in that. See why I rejoice in the Lord? Hallelujah. Yeah. There's no blessing in talking against the man. No, it's not. You might feel good, but it won't do you good. Hallelujah. Well, we're not spiritual enough to discern that, though, are we? We claim to be. Hallelujah. How much ground we could gain by saying good things, the right things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, let me get to the end. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So for me to give, then I must have it a little bit different than you. But it's not that it's not meant for you. Everybody understand? Okay, it's not because I'm better than you. It's the contrary. You understand? God has allowed me to humble myself. So he give grace to me. Hallelujah. I have grace for that. It's my testimony. Hallelujah. Yeah, to do this, I had to confess before God and everybody, I don't know what to do. Yeah? Absolutely. I had grace for that. Otherwise, I'd say I know. Hallelujah. But he gave me grace to confess that Solomon confessed. Huh? But most men don't pattern after Solomon, not in that manner. Solomon said, I'm the king. I got the royal robe. but I don't know. And that was my confession. That's why I lean on the Lord. Now, when you really don't know, then you trust God. When you say you don't know and you think you know, then you have trouble trusting God. You see how God always reveals everything? So there's folks say they trust God, but, you know, they think they know. We can never trust God when we think we know. Now we'll have to depend on him. That's our righteousness. We'll have to trust in him. We'll have to believe in him. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is good. Thank you, Lord. I'll get to the end. Little is much when God is in it. To the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. He that hunger and thirst after righteousness. You see, these things are contrary to complacency, lethargy and apathy, inconsistency. See what I mean? If we're going to attain, we'll have to do it this way. We'll have to hunger and thirst. Huh? Show up early. Pastor Rice is going to preach today. God's going to anoint him. I'm going to show up early. More than that, I'm going to apply my heart to receive. See? That's hungering and thirsting. Otherwise, we load the honeycomb. We say, when he's done, I need to get my job done. Yeah, well, she finished real soon so I can, you know, do what I need to do. Y'all know that's not hungry and thirsty. Y'all still do it? Okay. Run on then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. All that I've obtained, all that I've gained by the grace of God through faith, humility, and submission. That's my testimony. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I've gained nothing by arrogance and pride, disobedience. I've done it, but I hadn't gained anything by it. What I've gained contrarywise by faith and humility and submission. That's what I've learned. And you know, when you learn something, then you keep walking in it. You know, it's like when the kid hits the right button and the candy comes out, you keep hitting the button. Well, when I submit and humble myself and I keep getting the goodies, I keep doing it. See? Y'all don't believe me, do you? Y'all don't believe me, do you? Don't you do that?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. You know, you could say trial and error. And Brother Sterrett said, I've learned more by doing wrong. Yeah, so I've learned something too. In my disobedience, God don't give me except correction. In my pride, he just whacks me right down. Y'all hadn't learned that? It's the truth, you know. And if you humble yourself, he'll lift you right up. Yes, he will. If you say, I don't know, he'll lead you and show you. Yes, he will. If you say, I know, you'll be perplexed. Huh? You won't know what to do. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. But men, they like to say, they take the verse, you shall know the truth, to be proud and arrogant. The truth is Jesus Christ. He's humble. He humbled himself. So they turn it all around. I know the truth, so nobody needs to tell. I got the Holy Ghost. You can't tell me nothing. See? No. I've been here 20 years. You can't tell me nothing. I believe everything Brother Steer say. You can't tell me nothing. See? Thank you, Lord. You shall know the truth means you shall know Jesus Christ. It's the excellent knowledge. He's the same Jesus Christ that I know. If you know it different, then it's not the truth. Y'all understand that? He's meek and lowly. He humbled himself. He became obedient. And if you fashion yourself after him, you'll do the same. If you yield to the spirit that's in you, you'll do the same. Yeah, if you walk in the flesh, you won't. You'll say, I'm not going to receive this from Pastor Wright. He talked to me like I should listen to him. Well, how else should I do it? How do you sit here and listen? Like you should hear me? Well. Or maybe you're doing it otherwise. Huh? Have you considered that? I'm sitting here listening, Pastor Rice, but not like I should listen. I'm just listening to catch you in your word. Well, so be it. I'm still going on to the kingdom. That's what they did to my master, my Savior. The word of God, right in their midst. All they wanted to do was catch him in his words. Y'all know I'm preaching the truth to y'all this morning? And all y'all want to do is catch me in my words? Huh? Praise the Lord. Yeah, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. God is a good God. Oh, God is a good God. God is a good God. Oh, God is a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I've not led anybody astray. I'm not taking anything from Kurt or Timothy or Christian or no. They're all partakers of my grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, to speak the same thing, we must speak the same thing. So if you're talking to David, you shouldn't say different than I say. Even if you don't agree or don't believe, you just shouldn't say it. See, that makes for division. It makes for strife and envy. It makes for confusion. God said we should all speak the same thing. Hallelujah. And have no divisions among us. Perfectly. We should be perfectly joined together in the same mind. Finally, be all of one mind. One mind. Now, you know, with the carnal mind, we can't even get there. We don't even start in the right direction. With the mind of Christ, we go right to it. So we're told we have the mind of Christ, and we're told, let this mind be in you. That means there's a conflict going on, and we must actively engage, not slowfully, steadfast, earnestly contending. And that's what I can't pass that over to y'all. I mean, in a war, fighting, not against each other, against our common adversary. He's just like your flesh. No different. If you're going to fight against him, you'll have to crucify the flesh. So most of us don't go fully to the war because it means we have to crucify the flesh. We'll never walk in the victory except we crucify the flesh. Huh? Old man's corrupt. After deceitful lust. No righteous judgment. No righteous intent. Huh? And can do no righteous achievement. Ain't no righteousness in the old man. That's why we have a new man. In Christ, we're new creatures. Oh, thank you, Lord. Some of y'all looking at me funny. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So let me say the rest of that, though. All that I've gained or attained is by God's grace in faith, humility, and submission. And by his mercy concerning my unbelief, pride, and rebellion. That's how I've obtained it. So, yeah, toward my pride and rebellion, he's had mercy. See? Hallelujah. So that I could obtain by submission and humility. And faith. All right? Hallelujah. Give God the praise. All right, all right. So, Pastor Timothy is going to preach on Sabbath. He said that he would. He said, if God give him strength, that's where strength comes from. So, we're believing God for that. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. You've been enlightened? Have you tasted of the heavenly gift? Have you been made partakers of the Holy Ghost? And the good word of God? And the powers of the world to come? Well, if you fall away, we can't renew you again into repentance. Seeing that they crucified to themselves the Son of God, afresh and put him to an open shame. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you fall away, which means you depart from the faith, there's no help. We can only be helped in the faith. And he's given us faith, made us partakers of the Holy Ghost. See, we've tasted of the world to come by the Holy Ghost. We depart from the faith. There's no way to renew. No. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. To renew them again into repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh. The Son of God crucified afresh. Put him to an open shame. We do that. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receive blessing from God. Hallelujah. The rain come down, but some is herbs and some is briars and thorns. You know, the same rain. See? Thank you, Lord. And is rejected and nigh unto cursing, and whose end is to be burned. Paul said, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you than talk. Better things and things that accompany salvation. So that's what we've been talking to. Talking about God's great salvation and all the things that accompany them. All right. Hallelujah. The reward of the righteous, imputed righteousness, fellowship with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, fellowship with the saints, fullness of joy, or rejoicing heart, eternal life, inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled. Now you think that we're supposed to find some reason not to light up about these things? If we do, something evil is working. That's what I said. And like we speak about them all the time. The Spirit in you speaks to this end. And we find some reason to walk contrary, to look contrary, huh? And to talk contrary. Yeah, isn't that something? We need to ask God to lead us to repentance. Say, we were a bunch of children, and we are. Y'all know we're children? And someone were reading a book to them. And if we look like we look, they probably say, well, let me find another book to read. Huh? Well, as I preach to y'all, the Holy Ghost preaching, and y'all look like this, what that tells me is, well, you need to preach something, but I can't preach in it. I preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He gave Himself for you. He giveth us richly all things to enjoy. So we should shake ourselves so that our face light up. Of course, to do that, we'd have to do the rest. We can't just show up. Brother Stair would say, I know you can't change now. You know, when we go home and seek our own and do everything contrary, it'll show up when we show up. Hallelujah. So, you know, when your neighbor know what you've been doing. No matter how proud you are and say, well, you know, we do know. Huh? Praise the Lord, say. Hallelujah. Deceivers deceive themselves, first of all. And they can deceive others who don't love the truth. He's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to go on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Y'all going to get excited today? Hallelujah. All right, Gino. It looks like you're having trouble getting started, brother. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. So, tomorrow night, I guess, there's the beginning of the Feast of Trumpets already upon us. Isn't that something? So time is moving on. We'll have to come to the end of it, you know. Hallelujah, the last day. And then end of time. Praise the Lord. So we want to be in the right place. We're going to be there forever. Now is our opportunity. Huh? As the tree falls, that's where it lies. He that is unrighteous, he'll be unrighteous still. He that's unholy, he'll be unholy still. Praise the Lord. So we don't want to make faces and our face gets stuck. Because there will be. Hallelujah. And if it ain't, if it's not right, you know, we can't go to the kingdom. We can't be in God's presence looking like we look this morning. Y'all know that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, Dan. You can get excited. Praise the Lord. I think I'm to the end of it. I could go on and on. We just have to find a stopping place. Amen? Hallelujah. But we talked about things that accompany everything that's good and perfect. Yeah, God's way is the right way. It's the holy way. It's the way that leads to life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And to everlasting joy. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Huh? Well, you will have a kingdom that can't be moved. Huh? An everlasting kingdom. Hallelujah. In the presence of the Lord forever. Huh? So you know it can't be no flesh, because flesh don't stand in the presence of God. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, yes. We're going to praise Him. We're going to praise Him. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noontime. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, I get to counsel David after he talked to y'all. So, man, I keep hearing all these rumors about you, Pastor Rice, and you know, I get upset when they don't talk right about you. It make me want to leave. I said, well, David, these things are necessary. You must go through these things because this is concerning David. That's how I talk to him. Think he's a... Is that how y'all talk to him? Or you? Yo, oh, that Richard, he just think he's a prophet in Eden. Is that how y'all talk to David? Or, you know, he just a buttholer. How y'all talk to David? I see. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? Oh, who's going to pray for us today? Y'all know I've been laboring, but I thank God. Hallelujah. Yeah, when I get up in the morning, I know it's going to be like this. Well, when God started moving on my heart, I said, yeah, well, I have to give it to the saints. I said, I got to have to fight through all this flesh, mine and theirs, all the unbelief, huh? All the devil and his minions. Y'all know this going on? That... the enemy is still sowing tares. Y'all know that? This is a good seed, though. However, the enemy is still sowing tares. Ah, whenever we go to do good, evil is present. So we must be ever sober, vigilant, diligent, steadfast. Hallelujah. That was Paul's... admonition to be found in Jesus Christ. You know, we have to know Him. Then we can be found in Him. And Peter talks about being fruitful. That's by the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He goes on over in the third chapter of 2 Peter and said, this is how we maintain our steadfastness, by growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because if we lack that knowledge, then we have no fruit. Huh? We're unfruitful. Praise the Lord. And we're not steadfast. And we'll be led away by the error of the wicked. Fall from our own steadfastness. Hallelujah. All right. Brother Kurtz, you can pray today. Amen, amen. This afternoon, I think the brothers are going to try to install their wires. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And speakers? All right, there you go.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up clothed in our right mind. Help us, Lord God, to receive the word with meekness. Help us, Lord, to benefit from it. Help us, Lord, to keep our minds on you. Help us, Lord, not to get distracted by the distractions. And I thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Yes, Lord God, you've been merciful to me, a sinner. Thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. One of the most notable works of grace is humility and thanksgiving. I mean, you don't have to look. When grace is working, it brings forth these things. Y'all know that's what I learned, so I'm telling it to you. I know experimentally. This is not something that I picked up online. I picked it up online.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. The grace of God, you'll see humility.
Yes.
You'll see joy.
Yes. Thank
you, and you'll hear thanksgiving.
Amen.
Not murmuring. And
Amen.
Now, if you do that, that's not the grace of God working.
Amen.
No, it's not.
No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When we, and there's so much to thank God for.
Yes.
We are wretched when we say there's nothing to thank Him for.
Amen.
Huh? Hallelujah. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Hallelujah. Now understand, we can't put the things on that grace brings. We receive the grace and walk in it, then the thanksgiving, it comes. The humility, it comes. The submission, it comes. That's when you take the I out of it. Yeah, I always like to present its own and say, see, I'm righteous. See, I give thanks. See, I'm humble. That's counterfeit.
Amen.
If you receive great God's grace, humility will come forth. Thanksgiving will. Nobody will have to say, thank God. You'll say, God's grace in you will cause you to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, we have grace from God. That's why I preach this, you know, so we can agree and go ahead and get it done. Maranatha, saints, Jesus loves you. He's coming on time.